When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly dose of K-pop talk, news, and updates, and everything, and not really Genshin, and not anime.
Even though we've been watching a lot of anime.
We've been watching really good series. Lot. Yep. Yes, yes. Yamada-kun, level 999. there seems to be a lot of stuff going on, as always, in the K-pop world. There's like a new K-pop like festival concert event going on that's going to be here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. There's some Blackpink stuff that we'll talk about. Seventeen has a lot of news for your fellow carrots out there. Of course, there's a ton of BTS. And, of course, Stray Kids. And, we got some YG artists that we're going to talk about, both soloists from the label, the Black label under YG. And, let's kick this off with, of course, if you're tuning in, we always appreciate it if you give us a subscribe, notification bell, follow, and wherever you're tuning into us, right?
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, because we're available on all platforms. And Haley, where can they message us and where can they watch awesome videos?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Yes, thank you very much. And because there will be a bunch of new Twice videos, I feel, right? Coming up very soon.
Yeah, especially for your trip to Oakland.
This is true too, because by the time everyone hears from us yet again, we will have I will have two experiences with Twice. And I'm happy enough to say that you're able to see Twice this Saturday, too.
Yeah, it was completely last minute, but it worked out.
Yeah, so Twice will be coming here to the U.S. They should be landing, as of this recording, will be landing Thursday. So when this releases, I believe. So they will be here in LAX. Mm-hmm. And they will kick off their U.S. part of their world tour on Saturday at SoFi.
Oh, SoFi. So, it's been a while.
It's been a while. Mm-hmm. I am not looking forward to going in and out of that place.
Yeah. It was like the parking sucks.
It's going to be interesting, though, enough, because this is going to be our first time going to Twice and not being anywhere near Barricade. In fact, it's almost the opposite. Mm-hmm. But we are getting a big VIP suite.
Yes.
That my sister kind of... She was the head of everything.
Scrambled everything together.
She brought in all these people that we only know half the people.
And that's not bad.
That's not too bad, actually. Yeah. So there's about 18 to 20 of us. Uh-huh. So we're going to be in one of those suites like in SoFi Stadium. It's going to be 20 onces in a room.
Honestly, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be like a different experience. Because I feel like we're always just Barricade or seated. But then I've never experienced a suite.
Like yes.
Watching a K-pop concert.
Especially a concert. I've never done a concert suite before. So this will be really cool. It looks really awesome. We already saw some videos of it. Mm-hmm. It's like super huge, clean.
I'm most excited about our own bathroom.
We get our own bathroom as Haley. Yes.
Because the lines are always so fucking long for the girls.
So you will be pretty much set. And we got our little like a patio area with some seats. And also it comes with $1,200 catering credit.
Yes, we get food. So we get food.
I mean, like it's... Snacks. Don't go there starving, right? No. Just kind of eat lunch and, you know, just don't be starving.
I think it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. It'll be cool. We do know half the people at least. So
your cousins are going.
My cousins will be there. But and then like also like some other K-pop dancer friends that we have from my sister. Mm-hmm. So that'd be cool. We're carpooling for my sister because she lives closer to SoFi. So and then our car's full because of all like all her friends. Shout out to them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you the details, Haley. I don't think you know who's going.
I only know Gus.
Oh, of course. And then like MJ, Abby, and I think Kevin's going to be there with Casey, of course. And then
he gets to experience his first K-pop concert.
Oh, it's going to be so interesting having this moment with Kevin. Yes. Because he doesn't listen to K-pop.
Oh, well, really. Does.
Not by choice most of the time. But he knows a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's my sister's boyfriend. So that would be really interesting to experience that with him.
Yes.
And it would be cool. I'm super excited to see Twice again. Not just because of where we're sitting for this one. But because I'm looking forward to seeing all their new performances.
That's true. They have a lot of their solo stages.
Solo stages,
which
especially.
I haven't seen a lot. Because, obviously my feed is all Stray Kids. But then I've kind of not watched it. So it's not a spoiler.
See? Here. Yeah. No, for real. It's like me too. Like, I see small clips and I don't
watch
the whole
thing. I only know
that
Momo does pole dancing.
Yeah, see? Like, I only know that kind of stuff. Yeah. Straight up the basic stuff. Like, just even small screenshots because I haven't even watched the full performance.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Plus, not to mention, they're performing a lot of their newer comeback songs.
Yeah, I don't
Brave.
Even know the set list.
I'm surprised there's going to be Brave, so I'm super excited for that. And I don't know the full set list either, so I'm really excited.
But we know the songs.
Going in blind, we know the songs, don't know the set list. Super excited to finally see them again. And of course, I'm going to be very excited to see them again two days later at Oakland. So we're going to be seeing them Oakland.
He'll have the good videos because he's going to be Barricade again.
Yes, I will be Barricade, but I will be dressed as JYP along my other friend that is also going to be dressed as JYP.
Yes. So I'm sure you'll get a lot of interactions from the members.
It sucks because at the same time, we won't be able to, usually record me.
Yes.
And vice versa.
I usually
record
the camera.
So it will just be straight up POVs. Unless something happens and we're memified through TikTok or something. But.
That's true. No, honestly, a lot of people, you can find yourself, they'll be like, oh.
Look, there's two JYPs.
Because remember that happened to James at the NMIX.
Oh my God, JYP's here. Yes, he is. And he's going to come, he's returning to Twice.
He needs to wear it to the next Stray Kids because Seungmin would love that shit.
You're right. I'm looking forward to this too because we are very Barricade. We're in the same spots where we were for Blackpink, one of the side Barricades of the extended stage.
Yes.
So this will be very cool. Super excited to see Twice again. It's been a while. Time to soothe my soul. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to our trip, James. And also, there's another K-pop event that is going to be happening for the first time. It's their inaugural event. It's called Crazy K-Pop Super Concert. And this one is going to be in New York this August at the UBS Arena.
Yeah, that's the one that they usually have concerts at, I feel.
So there you go. And it's going to be, so that's Belmont Park in New York. I guess there's a few headliners. I don't know if there's actual any more details yet as of other.
Oh, this is in August. Ones.
This is August.
This
is
the weekend after KCON. Mm-hmm.
So with that said, the ones that will be headlining, first off, one of them is IVE.
Yes.
That's one of the groups on my to watch list.
To see list.
Need to see them. So I am very sad.
But I kept telling
because
him.
Because it's in New York and it's the complete opposite side of where we live here in America. From Los Angeles.
Yeah, but I told him, I was like, this is a weekend after KCON, so it's quite possible that IVE might come and perform at KCON before
I
this.
I hope so. That makes the
sense.
Most sense. Because they could do all their LA stuff, promotions, and maybe do some recordings. Then they could go
to New York
and
a week
do
later,
more.
Yeah.
You know, hit both of the big main cities here in the U.S. on both sides, the West Coast and East Coast. So that'd make the most sense. We still, we all know how KCON is.
Yeah,
if you're
K-Con.
A KCONer, we don't know anything till a month basically before the damn event.
I think
that's
they're
so
gonna
dumb.
Start releasing hints this month or at the end, maybe.
I hope so. But either way, if it's by the end, it's gonna almost be July, so that's still
last year they started hinting in the middle of June. So maybe in the next couple weeks.
Please. Yeah. That would definitely help because I would want to definitely get a prestige if we're able to.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, yes, I will be headlining along with Monsta X, but apparently it's just two of the members.
Oh.
Seonwoo and Hyungwon. I know Seonwoo came back, from military duty. Is it because the others are in military?
I don't know, to be honest.
And I know IM is, I know he's a Mongne and he's like not technically like under the label, but he's still with them, but he's not in this.
But then I think because, Seonwu and Hyungwon are going to be doing, I don't know if they're doing like a collab together or like a song together. Maybe that's why.
I mean, we'll find out. Like, people will find out, like fellow Mon babies, right?
Mon baby.
We'll find out while they're there. And let's see, you know who else will be there? Yunbi, former IZ*ONE member. So it'd be crazy. You know, there's a little bit of an IZ*ONE like revisited ish, right?
Oh, it's with, only one with of the members.
Well, with IVE there, because a lot of them are split up.
Remember? Okay, yeah.
They split up and all to their different groups. So they're gonna have some. There's gonna be a little reunion, a mini reunion there with IVE over there, and AB6 will be there. They are gonna be squeezing in to that festival because I think they'll be on their world tour at the same time.
Damn. Okay.
So I think they're like, because I think they're going to be starting their world tour. So, and then, this festival is by Pulse Events. So I'm not too familiar with it, but I guess they've had other events before. So we'll see.
Let's see how it turns out. Let's hope it's just their first one, right?
Let's hope it's not a Camp New York edition. No. That would be interestingly shitty if that does happen. Also, I mean, speaking about camp, it's ironic enough, Monsta X will be there. At this event, and we missed out on Monsta X.
I know.
But in a way, if you were Mai, you got excited because Aespa ended up headlining. So that was interesting. That was awesome. Still waiting to get tickets for Aespa, but they dropped, freaking Ticketmaster dropped, it's just like we talked about, random tickets all of a sudden.
Oh, they
But I missed out on it because I think I didn't check last night and I think it probably did something like in between because I checked this morning and I was like lo and behold there's like new resells and then like a couple new like areas but not enough for us and not in the right angle we want so I did not grab it. There's like only three at retail and then the four next to it were like already resales.
I was like, oh shit,
we missed it. So just gonna keep checking. Gotta be more
proactive
with that. Yeah, I was supposed to be. It's like funny because it's like the day I didn't really check
was
the damn day that it happened. It always happens.
Yeah.
What else was I gonna say? Oh, and who else was supposed to be at camp that we were very sad about?
Somi.
Yes, John Somi was supposed to be there, but I'm bringing her up now because there is a confirmed comeback that she is preparing for.
Fucking finally.
It's been 2 years.
Has it really?
Since
that's crazy.
XOXO, which feels insane to me because it doesn't feel like it was 2 years. But it's been 2 years since XOXO, which was an awesome comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Somi is like what the secret member of many K-pop girl groups these days.
That's true.
The tenth member of Twice. Mm-hmm. the super other secret member of like she's hung out with like, the Seraphim, like everything. She's danced with everyone, so it's just gonna be pretty awesome to see her if she does. I mean, because think about it, comeback is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean she might go KCON?
Oh, possibly.
It's possible.
Yeah. When is her comeback?
It just says hopefully preparing. Before. Let's just hope it's before KCON.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty much it. I guess we could start talking more about like some of the other like bigger group news. Blackpink. I feel like it's been a while since we've kind of talked about them. It was like it kind of we talked about them a lot. Then it's like nothing really happened
because
they're just
touring.
Doing their thing. And they are touring, like you said. They are in Japan. They just performed in Japan without Jisoo.
Ah, poor thing.
Who tested positive for COVID, and she did miss out on the Japan concerts. But
that
the girls
sucks.
It sucks more when you're in a smaller group.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's only three of the members. And with that said, I think they at least did a little thing for her because they danced Flower for her, and that was super cool to see.
It's like, would the concert be shorter without her? Because didn't she do like a solo stage?
Yeah, that's true. The solo, that's an interesting thing to bring
instead?
Up. That's true. I didn't even think about that. Oh, yeah. So that sucks for Japan Blinks out there. But it happens, and it's
still
going on.
Hopefully she gets better. I'm kind of surprised she got COVID. It's been a while since I've heard anyone get
the
COVID.
The show before that, I think, was Thailand. So it probably was somewhere there, maybe, perhaps, in between. Also, Jennie has been hitting the headlines because of a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Let's get to the, should we start with the gritty stuff or the cute
it's
stuff?
It's up to you.
In the order of what I had typed out, we do have the cute stuff first because Jennie recently was at the Chanel show in Japan, mm-hmm. like a Chanel event show, mm-hmm. of course. And PSJ was there, I believe. Yeah, of course. PSJ Random. Was there. And Jennie's mom was there. And PSJ and Jennie's mom are hanging out.
That's so cute. It was really cute. Random.
It was really random and it was really cute. But yeah, they were hanging out, talking. And also, Jennie did do some cool performances for the after show. Like the Chanel after party show. Mm-hmm. Dinner. Like a dinner party after. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Mm-hmm. Just, I don't know the order, but put those words together. And she did perform a couple songs, including her solo, You and Me. So mm-hmm. that was pretty cool if you were part of that event or were able to watch any of the videos. But she also performed some interesting cover renditions, uh-huh. which was very, like, out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. I never expected her to do these, but Fly Me to the Moon, the mm-hmm. Frank Sinatra one. Not Fly Me to the Moon by GOT7.
Oh!
Okay? Fly Me to the Moon's Frank Sinatra. And she was...
song.
It was perfect because she was dressed up in, like, a pinup type girl outfit mm-hmm. and, like, more, like, 60s, 50s retro, like, uh-huh. her hair and her outfit, which, you know, super, like, elegant for Chanel.
Right.
You know, that type of thing. So it looked perfect for her performance because mm-hmm. she matched the theme so well. Obviously, she looks amazing. And she did Killing Me Softly.
Mm.
That was pretty awesome to
hear. They're like classic
hear.
Songs.
So it was perfect. So all that was perfect. What was not perfect was The Idol, which is the new show by The freaking Weeknd. The Weeknd had that show, and yes, we had talked about this before, but like some stuff has finally aired.
I'll be honest. Is it only starting to air now?
I think so.
Is it a series?
It's a series. It's a series. It's called The Idol, and I did not watch it. The only thing I've seen has been everything being flooded to me through my algorithm.
Right.
It's like I'm being forced by my algorithm to see these. It's this weird sexual dance scene that many have probably seen and know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. She's basically, like, having dry sex with these other guy
dancers.
These
two
dancers. Yeah.
And apparently it's during their, like, dance practice thing mm-hmm. of the show. But all I don't know any context. All I know is what I am seeing. And it is very, very R-rated.
It's not R-rated.
PG-13. Okay, fine. PG-13
it's
rated.
It's not R-rated.
It's weird, though, to see it like a...
The thing is that she's just acting, and it's for an American show, so, like, it's
strap
expected.
Yourselves in if you've never seen an American, like
yeah,
these kind of shows.
It's not like your typical, like, you know, the K-dramas. I mean, some of them are more raunchy now compared to before, but this is, like, on another level for, like, K-pop idols to be in this
That's the thing.
Kind
I
of
think,
scene, I guess.
I'm sure, yes, exactly. So mm-hmm. the thing is, like, yeah, we've seen a lot of actors, actresses do these kind of scenes.
Yeah.
But, like, it's interesting because it's Jennie, who right. already gets a bad rap from a lot of her haters for being very sexual and being, like, you know, like, you know, because of all the different dating rumors and
yeah, and then
all
like
her,
when
her
she's
dating history,
partying and stuff. When she's seen partying in like Korea, she gets like hated on.
Yeah, so
on
it's, this is all of it culminized into like an actual TV scene or like a not TV but like a scene in a
right.
show. So,
yeah, I'm sure it's like a very short scene, but people are like
oh,
making
no.
edits,
it's edited,
slowing
so long.
It down.
It's like
slow motion.
For some people,
zooming
it's like,
in on
yes,
her face.
This is amazing. So yeah. For others, like myself, I'm like, this is torture to see this. But I mean, get like either way, she's made her acting debut.
Yay!
So whether or not you're taking it on which side you want, I know a lot of people are taking it on the other side. When on our side, like my or at least my side, I don't know how Haley feels. Like it's like I don't like it. I'm on the negative side. I even sent it to our couple other friends, like Kat. And even Early uh-huh. is very upset.
I'm kind of
Kat is upset too.
I'm just like, neutral towards it only because it's an American show.
Yeah, but like at the same time, it's like
and she's not like underage or anything.
No, exactly. So at the same time, I'm like,
it's just because
I'm
it's
on the
Jennie.
Other side because it's Jennie's yeah. my bias, and like I'm just jealous because I'm not the guy that's grinding on
it's
or
like,
something.
I have to like put myself in that position. Like if I saw one of my male idols doing a scene like that, I don't think I'd be mad.
I'd be jealous, right?
Not jealous.
I'd be jealous. I'd be like, man, I wish that was me. but to be honest, I wonder if YG knew about it.
I don't know.
Because I mean, they're maybe. Still under label. Like, I'm sure they know about the film. Do they know? Do they know this about the scene? Like, what kind of scene it was gonna be? But either way, yeah, that has been killing me every day on my algorithm. I'm pretty sure our fellow K-poppers out there have seen it, glimpsed it, because in the world of K-pop, this one definitely had spread.
And everyone's like, oh my God, what is she doing?
And what's crazy enough, all these crazy K-netizens, the ones that like have been hating or like, you know, been saying stuff, have been like defending and applauding her. Like, not applauding, but like, you know, have not been saying negative stuff towards her.
Really? That's strange.
Which is crazy. Yeah, I've seen a lot of articles saying K-Nets defending, or K-Nets are like, oh, like, not in awe. I don't know what, like, or like, oh, okay, like, oh, she did a good job.
I wonder why. That's kind of strange.
But... it is strange. So it's like, I'm like, okay. Anyways, next, let's talk about 17. Our fellow Carrots. I don't know if you heard or not, but our two American... members,
yes,
Joshua and Vernon, are going to have and host their own radio show on Apple Music.
That would be interesting.
I hope they call it 2-1 or maybe 2+1, because they'll have a guest. So maybe 2+1.
That's a good title. Actually,
I just thought of
2+1.
Call me, guys. I'll be their plus one. Mm-hmm. Plus two, you and me.
Yeah.
What's 2+2? It's us, 4. They're going to be having that. And I'm super excited to actually hear it. I wonder how it's going to be. It might be like a small, like almost like a podcast like this.
Maybe.
But obviously it's live, because if it's a radio show. I wonder if they're going to, because I know there's radio shows here in LA that have their live radio shows, but then they kind of format it so you can listen to it later.
Yeah.
Like the Woody Show, they do like a podcast, of that episode.
I'm sure they'll record this and have it up on YouTube.
Yeah, they should. They 100% should do YouTube or like just on all like podcasting platforms too. Also, 17, what else are they going to be doing, Haley?
They're going to be re-releasing the first mini album. The second mini album. Wait, they're releasing many of their mini albums.
A ton of albums. You could list it for us now.
17 Karat Boys B. The first album, First Love and Letter, and their repackaged album, their third mini album, Going 17, their fourth mini album. What is that? Al One?
Or maybe it's All, and it's just with a number one.
Okay.
You know how Asians are.
Oh. Second album, Teenage.
Threes for E's.
That's true.
Ones for I's, and yes. And
then
L's
their
too.
Special album, Director's Cut.
So there's... So, I mean...
If they're re-releasing this, are they...
That's what I'm...
I'm not too sure. Like, are they doing a new packaging? Or are they going to include
know,
more photo cards? Because
it's not like K-pop albums are like... They're always out, and they're always available. Yeah. So if they're... doing a re-release, because it's not like they're sold out. It's like, what makes it special or different?
I don't know. I didn't read up on that. If anyone wants to tell me.
Yeah, because that's interesting, because I didn't even think of it that way, because now I'm just like, yeah, you know what? Go to the K-pop stores, our local ones, and go online. You'll find all their albums available.
Yeah.
So I wonder what this comes with. There has to be something special with these ones, for sure. But that's pretty interesting enough for that to be going on. Haley has yet to have a 17 album.
I'm not buying any.
We have their Lightstick at least, right?
Yeah.
So we're not the new one, though. I like the one we have.
Oh, yeah. We have the
version 3, right?
The mermaid looking one.
Yes. The sparkly chromatic one.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to get into collecting.
Oh, man. You already. Yeah. Let's just stick with your Stray Kids.
Stray Kids.
And a BTS. You already have all your BTS stuff.
Yeah,
that you
I
need.
Was done with BTS.
So, like.
Collecting-wise,
yeah. Not until, like, maybe if, like, Tae's and Jungkook's solos look good, too, right?
That's true.
Which we will be talking about, too. Yes, of course. But what else do we have? Oh, okay. What do you want to talk about? Because we already covered one of the Black Label artists. We talked about Jeon Somi, her confirmed comeback that she is preparing for. But there is another artist under the Black Label.
Is he under Black Label?
Yeah, Taeyang.
Oh, Taeyang.
Yeah, no, Taeyang. And then I'm just saying, because associated with this other artist.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I was like, wait.
Under YG.
Yes.
Because there has been some concerning stuff going on with G-Dragon.
Yeah.
The legend himself, GD.
This bitch.
Do you want to like go over the... Do you want to go... First off, yes, he's still been posting.
Yeah, his cats.
His cats. Never... That's probably the only reason why we are following him at this point.
So yeah, like a lot of VIPs, which is the Big Bang fandom, have been concerned because like G-Dragon did promise in the beginning. Oh, well, like, at the end of last year.
He promised.
He said that he would be gonna have a new album, or like he's working on a new album, or yeah, new music
in general.
It's already 6 months into the year and he still hasn't done
you guys
anything.
Are counting for sure. Yes.
Oh yeah, a lot of me and my OG VIP friends, we're still waiting. I mean, yeah, sure, take your time, I guess, but don't
take too much time, another 5 years.
I know. So I was like, he's probably gonna release it December 31st, the end of this year, at midnight.
And then, but the thing was that showed up was that
he was not on
YG's official roster of, like, you know how they have on under, like, their plans,
right?
So
for
like
the year,
mm-hmm. he was not there.
Yeah, for 2023, his name wasn't listed. So people were like, what?
It's like not,
what happened?
It's not just his name. It's like there's no Big Bang. No. And there's no, yeah, and there's no G-Dragon, like, yeah, in addition to that. But, and then I think the story kept unfolding slowly. Mm-hmm. It was pretty funny because it's like we read one thing, then a little bit after, it's like, oh, it's added
like
on.
People are like, you know, worried, obviously.
So what happened after, Haley?
They reported that on June 6th, they're confirming that Big Bang members...
Wait, no,
wait,
you
what?
Skipped it.
Oh,
okay.
I skipped?
You know what?
You're the one that wrote.
Oh, Haley. So what happened after that was an official from the label had told everyone that G-Dragon is the only member of Big Bang that's still with YG.
Mm.
He was just omitted due to the company report system because maybe like it wasn't like just Big Bang or something. And maybe his name wasn't the solo. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay.
Okay, then you can read the other thing that you were about to read, but you're about to spoil it.
New media outlet reports on June 6th are confirming that the Big Bang member's exclusive contract with YG is now expired. So he's not renewing it.
So that means he's expired, though.
So
did YG just straight up lie?
I don't know.
Because they like straight up told the media that, but now someone found out that. I mean, do you know any more? Jirla have been talking stuff.
No, I don't know anything more. It just basically, it just puts us in a position with G-Dragon where he is nowhere. Like, he's literally nowhere. Like, where is he in label-wise?
He's not under any label. He's not going to the moon.
And then music-wise, he's still nowhere too because nothing has been released or he hasn't spoken up about it at all. So I have no idea what's happening with him. I'm sure he'll like say something soon. I mean, he did post on his story recently, like that he's producing something. But
you know, there was no details. He was just
there's nothing. He just takes pictures of like his music studio and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's all.
Like, I was like, okay, like he's working. Are you really making music though, or I don't know?
Or is he recording his cats in the studio?
But yeah.
So. How would you feel if Taeyong and G-Dragon ended up being at KCON? Because they have before.
Oh, Taeyong cannot. He's going to that Summer Sonic.
Summer Sonic, son of a bitch. Summer Sonic, honestly, damn you, Japan. You're taking everyone away from
honestly,
us.
Honestly, I was hoping for Taeyong. But then I looked it up and I was like, fuck, he's going to Summer Sonic.
Damn,
which is
Summer
the same
Sonic
time as KCON, so he can't
same
go.
Weekend. So but everyone, yeah, they took everyone from yeah us. New Jeans and Hypen.
Yeah.
Now Taeyong.
Yes.
And Fall Out Boy. Fall Out Boy from us.
Yeah, so I don't know.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's my dreams crushed for
well,
that part.
While we're on a sad note, let's tell everyone to please subscribe, subscribe and follow and like and you said our winner from
yes,
the
yes he did
he received it, so I hope he enjoys his little K-pop goodies, mm-hmm, the Twice goodies
right
from Japan. We added a couple extra cool things in there,
mm-hmm,
since he's a fellow Nyon simp. Mm-hmm. I know I'm like she's my wrecker
right.
But at least he's a Nyon bias. And uh-huh, I had a bunch of stuff to give him.
Yes, of course, Nyon. Lots of Nyon stuff.
So I hope he enjoyed that. Where can they... Because we had to, you know, message him and keep in touch, mm, making sure that he got our package and everything.
Right.
Where can people hit us up, Haley?
On Instagram at permissionistanpodcast.
Yes.
For DMs.
For DMs. Mm-hmm. And also, we will be, like I said, we haven't added in a little bit. I'll be honest, I've been playing Diablo. Diablo 4.
Oh, Diablo. Oh,
which is actually intentionally going to be a transition. Uh-huh. Yes, I've been playing Diablo 4. Uh-huh. And also along with Honkai Star Rail.
Me too.
Oh, okay.
Not Diablo. Just Honkai. The
Star Rail.
Yes.
But yes, we've been playing Diablo, and I guess this is our transition into BTS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of Diablo, which released, was it last? No, it hasn't even been like a couple of days, right?
Diablo actually just released yesterday from this episode.
Oh, like officially? You had it already.
Because I had the early access.
Oh, damn.
If you order the Ultimate or the Deluxe Edition.
Ah, yes. He's been playing that every night. I have.
With a couple of our friends. Yes. So that's cool.
Who are also K-pop simps.
Oh, yeah. They are huge. One's an OG and the other one is just a huge simp of, like, he knows his stuff, like, to AKB stuff.
Right.
He connects the dots
to
that world. Kevin, you know who you are, and so, of course, Byron.
Yeah, so speaking of Diablo 4, I was gonna,
you're gonna do your Australian fob.
Oh my god.
Diablo 4.
I was about to fall out. So, Diablo 4, there's a song by Halsey and Yoongi that was released called Lilith, and I... Have you heard it in the game yet? No, right?
It's been nowhere in the game, so I have no idea.
Is it the ending credits?
No, I don't even.
Is there ending credits? I think it's just maybe a
promotional thing. It was not in any of the cinematics.
Really?
For sure.
So maybe it's just in the album, like the OST.
I don't know. That's why I was like, really? There's this? They have a song in Diablo 4?
Anyway,
I haven't heard shit yet. So
there's a music video. We actually watched it.
And Lilith, do you know who it is?
Halsey.
No, Lilith. Like, why it's called Lilith.
Oh, because she's in the game.
Yes,
Diablo
okay.
4.
Yeah, she's like one of the primary antagonists in the game. Like, Haley saw the first cinematic. That's Lilith that is brought to life,
mm-hmm.
back to life, or to our realm.
Isn't Lilith supposed to be, like,
she's one of the prime evils. So she's, like, one of the devils. Like, she's a devil. She's a demon.
Yeah, she's the...
She's really bad.
She's really bad, yes. But
Halsey.
So Halsey was, like... No, at the end of the music video, she was dressed up as Lilith, right? Did you see that?
I forgot.
Oh, so like basically...
I remember she was in armor.
Yeah, she was in armor, and then like she had all these like scratches and like...
I don't think she was actually Lilith.
No? At the end, she was turned into her, I think.
Oh, I think. Okay.
She had like the full like makeup and stuff of Lilith. She looked like fucking crazy. But so this song was actually released back in... it was performed by Halsey back in December 2022 for the Game Awards. Because I was like, wait, this is not a new song, because she actually released the lyric video for this song like back in 20, like maybe like a year ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But then there was no Yoongi yet.
It's just like a remixed song.
Yeah, so she made...
Like with a new feature.
Like, yeah, she featured Yoongi in it for the actual game release. And he's in the music video as well. So that was pretty cool that they did something together like that, because they're best friends, basically.
They are BFFs
now.
Yeah.
So honestly, like when they dropped it, I was kind of surprised that Yoongi was in it. Like out of nowhere, they're like, oh.
I'm glad.
Yoongi's going to be in the Diablo 4 soundtrack. And he had even like posted it on his stories as well. And he wrote something like back to hell or something.
He's been playing. I'm
promoting.
He's playing Diablo.
He is playing.
I want to add him on Battle.net.
But isn't it going to be in like the Korean server?
Yeah, it's like Asia servers.
Because I saw it was like all in Korean. So yeah. So I was like, damn, he can't play with him, but. That was pretty cool. So someone else did just release another song out of nowhere.
Yes. Who was this?
Jimin.
Yeah.
This morning I woke up and I had a notification from him.
I didn't even listen to it.
It's a very like...
What is it? Like upbeat?
No, it's not. It's a very soft, angelic sounding song.
Oh, okay.
Like it's a sweet song and it's basically...
That fits Jimin.
Yeah. It's a gift to ARMY. It's... called Letter Dear ARMY. So basically, there's no freaking translations. I'm sure there is now, as
of
this
course,
podcast.
Right when, yeah.
Yeah, but right when it dropped, there was no subtitles or anything like that. So I didn't know what he was singing about, but obviously I'm assuming it's like a love letter to ARMY, saying like, thank you and stuff like that.
That's cool. It's always nice when they do that kind of stuff for the fans.
Yeah, so That was dropped this morning for Festa, their celebration their anniversary. And then they also had Bang Bang Con again, which is where they stream like old concerts or old muster performances for their anniversary.
They've done this before too,
they
right?
did
this
it.
Is,
like,
mm-hmm. It's cool though, like to at least be able to see all these,
yeah,
all these again.
Usually these,
in like HD, of course.
These ones you have to pay for when it first, you know, when they first.
When it's like live.
Live, like, yeah. Because I paid for the Map of the Soul
that.
And the Sowozu one.
Mots was cool though.
Yeah, it was. So like they streamed it for free on Weverse on June 3rd. So it's done already.
Sorry.
I don't know if it's still up there, maybe on Weverse. But they did the 2019 Fifth Muster Magic Shop, 2021 Sowozu, and then BTS Map of the Soul 1 concerts. I think it was all in that same day, like just one after the other.
Oh, just staggered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you
like a marathon.
Army, who watched that? Yeah, you probably didn't sleep.
Yeah. And then someone else is also gearing up for their solo debut. This one, I thought it was relating back to Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yes, Haley tricked me too when she said it.
I was like, "Oh, did you know that Jungkook's gonna be doing JJK1?"
I was like, "What? He's gonna do Jujutsu Kaisen? Like the because he did the Chainsaw Man cover, like you
yeah, because obviously
he did
he's a
Jungkook
weeb.
Karaoke,
yeah."
So
but
I was
no,
like, oh, Jujutsu Kaisen.
No, I was like, no, that's the name of his album.
Of course, mixtape. JJK for Jungkook.
Yes,
of course.
One, and it's supposed to be in July on the 14th. Supposedly.
It's coming up soon if this is correct.
Yes. And then it's said to include English songs too.
I mean, his English is pretty good now.
No, yeah.
He's been practicing
true.
And he's been singing a lot in English.
Mm-hmm.
Dreamers, come on now. I hope it's in the album.
Yeah, that's a good
I
song.
I hope they
My
have it too
Disney
with the feature.
Song.
I feel like they didn't have it with the feature,
yeah.
Remember?
I know, with the guy.
I forgot his name. I feel bad for forgetting his name too.
I don't know.
You
all know who he's talking about. And then so they've also been releasing some hints for their new digital single.
Oh, Fahad.
Fahad.
How did I forget that? Fahad.
Because you didn't want to be like
no,
cause a stereotype.
I had a college friend.
I had a coworker called
Fahad
also.
Called named Fahad. I just call him Fahad. I don't know what his real name is.
Name.
That's you, huh, Haley. Oh, hey, Fahad. Like,
I'm called
Haley. My name is Brett. Like Brett or something. No. Fahad. I just remember because we call him Fahad Dahad. I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, what is
so saying? They're releasing like photo strip pictures and are kind of like hints, I guess, for their new digital single Take Two, which is supposed to release on June 9th, which is soon also. So
I know it's already like the neck in a couple days.
Yeah,
that's when we see Twice, I think.
Is it? No, that's the 10th.
Oh, so Friday. Oh, mm-hmm. That's the next Nuggets and Nuggets and Heat game.
Yes. And then you were the one that wrote this one, so.
Oh, what did I write? Oh, this one.
The
because
very
we,
interesting.
We talked about this last episode. We've been mentioning her a lot. We're talking about Shim Hyung Tak's wife,
Hirai
Saya. Because she is the infamous doppelganger of Jungkook when Jungkook was younger. She's the one that looks like Jungkook, like
and,
a girl version.
And Jungkook had even like...
Mentioned her.
Saying like, oh yeah, we do look alike. So he acknowledged it.
So she had her own like she had like a social media something that like that she released, like she wrote about Jungkook.
Oh, so she's seen all the stuff comparing them.
Because she saw someone probably told her and she saw Jungkook's recent live that we talked about last episode of our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote something about her being super happy. She was super happy and super grateful for what happened recently. And to be honest, she actually is not very familiar with K-pop idols. So, yes, there's a lot of people from Korea that,
she's
are
Japanese.
Not... Oh, yes, Hirai.
Yeah.
Duh.
She's the Japanese wife.
Okay, so, I mean, what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's a lot of people even in Japan that are not into, like, J-pop, J-rock.
No, yeah.
And, like, even K-pop.
Yeah,
or, like,
they like American
they don't even
music,
read.
Maybe.
There's, like, people who are not even into anime and manga.
No, yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, she was like, this is kind of new to her, but she does know BTS because,
of course,
like
everyone
knows
BTS.
Everyone globally knows BTS. They are, like, the Beatles of our time kind of thing. And she said that's actually the only group she knew.
Yeah.
And she loves Jungkook because that's her bias.
So it's funny, though, because, like, does she not look in the mirror and be like, oh, I look like Jungkook? Like, has no one ever told her that before?
I mean, I don't know, because that's true.
She looks like him.
It's only, like, recently when she aired and she was, like, on TV. Or, like, on her interviews.
And, like, BTS has been around for, like, 10 years
now. People are just putting it together. So I think that's probably it, though. Like, you know, she probably hasn't until now. Like, it's like, until you point it out.
She'd be like, oh, damn. I look like Jungkook.
Back when he was
a baby.
His super baby manga, like, illegal days. Mm-hmm. But the interesting part is her husband also has Jungkook as his bias. And I think it's for... the reason, because he probably looks like his wife.
I know. That's why I was like, did he like...
Like, Jungkook better be your bias. He looks like your wife.
Right,
Or did you pick your wife because she looks like Jungkook?
But then it's like, is he going to look at his wife now and be like, oh my God, you look like Jungkook?
Is he going to look at Jungkook and be like, oh my God, you look like my wife?
Yeah.
Either way, it totally makes sense. And that's pretty interesting and funny enough. So that's pretty... They said, for the most part, they both said they couldn't believe it. And that it was, they couldn't still comprehend if this was real or a dream.
That's crazy, though, because, like, she really looks like him.
She does. It's fucking
that,
wild.
That, like, they didn't even notice it before.
And she's, like, tiny and cute, too.
She's very small.
And Jungkook was kind of smaller, too, back then. Yeah. So it's pretty funny how that's...
Just put a wig on Jungkook, and then he'd look like her.
Well, pretty much. He just straightened Jungkook's hair, you mean.
It's long. Yeah, that's true. Oh, no, wait. Did he cut it?
He did cut it.
Yeah, from his live recently.
But I mean, like, if he straightened it earlier, he definitely, you know, would have done that. But yeah, I think we also talked about his solo, July 14th. Yes. So looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. So that means Tae would be the last one.
He has, like, full English B-side tracks. But yeah, that's true. Tae is the last one. Mm-hmm. I had a feeling they were not going to go in the order. I had a feeling Tae would be last, too.
Right.
But that's going to be happening very soon. And apparently, Jungkook will be having some global solo activities.
Oh, does that mean?
Take that as what you want to take that as, because it's possible.
A tour.
I mean, Yoongi's doing it.
Yeah, Jungkook supposedly could go out. Jimin might be too.
Shit, I would want to see. I will go to these ones because I want to see Jungkook flying around doing Euphoria above us.
Is he gonna do that again?
I believe. I'm a believer. I could see him doing that. That'd be pretty cool. Because we hadn't had the chance to see it during that time, and man, I missed out on that. I wanted that Euphoria Jungkook flying around above us.
It's like one of my favorite songs from him too.
It's one of my favorite memes too, and like stuff. But. Yeah, I think that's pretty... Is that it for BTS?
Yep.
Oh, man. That means Stray Kids time.
Yes!
Hayley,
Stray Kids.
There's a lot of Stray Kids content and shit that just dropped.
I'm overwhelmed.
I'm overwhelmed reading this whole section that you have lined up for us today.
I actually made him watch... Well, not made him. He was like... We were eating...
Made me. I wanted to join
in. Yeah. We were eating dinner and then... I was watching some of the behind-the-scenes making of their music video, but I'll get into that after because
yes, you should draw. We should start off with what happened.
Yeah,
because
like I think the last time when we filmed the last podcast, the music video dropped the day after, so we weren't able to talk about it. But yes, S-Class dropped, and it's...
Did we even talk about the album? 5-Star.
No, we didn't.
You want... Okay, you know what? Yeah, you could talk about whichever you want first. Go for it.
Oh, yes. So, Stray Kids released the 5-Star album. Woo! And we listened to it. But we watched the music video first because I wanted to see that. And then right after, we went on Spotify and listened to
it. Because they both dropped right at the same time.
Right.
So.
And then we listened to the full album.
That song has been stuck in my head.
Which
Maybe
one?
It's because you've been playing it. Which... S-Class.
Oh, okay. Because the one that's stuck in my head right now is Super Bowl. Cooking up a storm, piece of cake.
I'm a 5-Star.
No. But the album was honestly really, really good. In my opinion, non-biased opinion. Mm-hmm. I liked every single song that was on there.
It's really Stray Kids.
Yes. Like you can tell
that. This is their sound. This is like them. For real.
Yeah, so they should be really proud of this album. I know that they worked really hard and were kind of nervous for this album to come out, but they killed it. And they're obviously killing it in the charts, too. And then, like, all their pre-order sales and album sales, they're just, like, dominating.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
But
plus, we also got like the sound, the Korean version on
yes,
this album.
Yes, we got
too.
The sound, and we got Time Out and officially Time Out, on an album. I love that
I knew
song.
You, were waiting
you
for
better
this.
Fucking freaking
whoa.
Sing. I'm so upset because they didn't perform it at the LA Encore, and they did it for Atlanta and whatever other state. Was it Texas?
Dallas,
yeah.
Texas,
I
that
was
state,
like,
yes.
I was expecting them to do it for the Encore for us, but then no, they did freaking Haven again. Oh, I'm so annoyed. So, like, this time now it's on an official, like, album. They better do it for their next tour. Their five star.
Fingers crossed for you, hopefully.
Whatever. Yeah, so
do you think they'll be touring the end of this year?
No, I hope not. I hope not. I hope not for my wallet's sake, but I think for sure next year. Because they're supposed to drop another album at the second half of this year. So they'll probably do that first and then tour next year. That's what I'm thinking anyway. So some of my favorite songs from the album, if I have to pick, is obviously S-Class. I love that song. The dance is so good too. Item.
S-Class is really cool too. Like, it's, I love the video.
Yes, it's really
there's a lot of
honestly,
shit going
like,
on
the
in
music
that
video is freaking like a movie.
It is. It's so
very,
cinematic.
Like, it's very cinematic, and they put a lot of money into
that
it.
That dance is really, really like it's actually higher difficulty dance too. I feel like it's cool. It's easy, same time, but it's actually
yes.
kind of more difficult.
Yes, it is.
It looks easy.
It's a very straight kids dance.
Like I'm just thinking of that weird cross hand thing.
Yes,
that's really fast.
Oh, I keep doing it, so like I know how to do it because I was doing it at work the other day.
Oh, you've been practicing at work. I got it.
In between,
they've been
patients.
Having dance challenges too.
They have.
Kyujin from NMIX did it recently. That's the last one I saw. And Dahyun. Yeah,
Dubu with Felix.
So I was impressed. They fucking both killed it.
Yeah, Hyunjin and Felix did the dance challenge with their JYP fam, basically.
Because Dubu did it with Felix, and then Hyunjin and Kyujin.
Yes.
Because they rhyme.
Yes.
That's probably why they paired them up.
Yeah, so that was cool to see. I also like Item, DLC, FNF, and Top Line. Top Line, I'm honestly waiting for that music video to drop because that's the one with Cowboy Changbin.
Oh, that's the
one. I fucking need to see more of that.
I can't wait because
and Tiger JK.
Because, yeah, with Tiger JK, they're going to do Cowboy Changbin. I'm like, hoping, there's going to be an edit or something, like a dance challenge of him, like, doing Unforgiven and vice versa. Like, Le Sserafim doing
wish.
Him.
Because
he's dressed
a
as a cowboy. So he, like, matched perfectly.
I'm waiting for more of their dance challenges. Like, hello, like, do it with more people. What are you doing?
They need to be on those award shows already. They haven't, like, been thrown on it. Right? Like together with Le Sserafim.
No, they haven't.
Because I know they had interviewed with like Yunche already.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's really I need to watch that. I want to watch the interaction because some of the stuff was funny too. Like the one that you showed me.
Oh, right. When they
so I need to check that.
They call Changbin something
he
different.
He called him.
Because he got so nervous.
Bin Chan.
He got Changbin and Chan like mixed up, and then like Changbin like gave him this look.
Like
that but yeah, that's really cute.
But he held himself back from yelling.
Yeah.
I could already see his face
like,
pulling it in.
No, and then it's funny because in Top Line, because remember how Bin Chan always says like he wants to swear. In his songs,
he kind of finally
did because they have a line that says "We don't give a," and then it kind of like just cuts off. Fuck, it's meant to be saying "We don't give a fuck." It's obvious that's what they're saying. And then so Super Bowl, we mentioned this in our last podcast. So this was meant to be the first God's Menu before God's Menu. Yeah,
in a way. After I heard it, I don't want to say I was let down, but like I could see why they chose. The God's Menu that we know today.
Yeah, first.
Because it sounds very good on its own.
Right.
As like, it could carry that, it carried, help carry like an album.
Yes,
like, it was
exactly.
a good title track. It was a little different from this one. So what they did a good decision as much as I know the members themselves.
They really
like kind of
like
Super Bowl. I think it was a good decision because God's Menu, like the original, like God's Menu, quote unquote, part
two. Yeah.
Which is what we know as God's Menu by itself.
Yeah.
It's a good title track on its own.
Right.
They probably even modified it a little bit just to make it more title tracky.
Yeah.
Because Super Bowl doesn't sound super title tracky.
No, it doesn't. But I really like the song. The first time I heard it, I was kind of like, I was like, maybe it is a good thing that they chose the God's Menu that we know today as the first one.
Yeah.
But this song is really, like, I don't know if it's intentional or not. It has very, like, sexual lyrics in it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's an all-English song, too.
Yeah, that's the crazy part, actually.
So that's another reason why that I think it's better that they held off, because now they have more global fans compared to when God's Menu was released in 2020.
Right, exactly.
So, and then Hyunjin and Felix are the one that sing Whisper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Only them. Like, I thought it would be more members, but, so
just
they,
Hyunlix.
It's Hyunlix. So they say, finger licking, yeah, we cooking up a Super Bowl in the kitchen, Michelin, irresistible, open wide, have a bite, make it mine all the time. I was like, those lyrics are kind of.
Oh, yeah. Hit the oh, yeah button. Oh,
oh
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I really like that song. Because that's the one that I'm always singing, cooking up a storm piece of cake. And then
yes,
people.
All the time. That's
yeah,
all
that's
I hear.
Always in my head for some reason. And then I just think of Bang Chan's booty. Because.
He's thick.
He's thick. Yeah, he is.
This man is thick.
And then.
Double C's.
Triple C, maybe. And then. Yeah, so we talked about S-Class music video. And then, yeah, we watched the behind the scenes for it.
It's always fun watching those, like the behind the scenes of like everything.
Like, I like seeing those.
I need
kind
to watch
the
LeSserafim. I still haven't seen the Unforgiven one, but
oh,
I want
really?
To.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're always
that.
Like interesting to watch, and then you see the members messing around a lot, to be honest, too. So like Stray Kids actually do all their own stunts, and I guess there is this part in the music video where they have like those fireworks going off behind
yeah.
them. So like. Felix was scared. Like, you could see it in his
that
face.
That shit is loud, though. And
it's
fucking,
scary.
It is
it's
pretty
right
scary.
Behind them.
I like how all of the members are like, oh, let's watch Felix. Because we know he's
yeah,
going to react to it.
So, but they did their own stunts in that. There's also, like, a CG giant alien octopus scene.
That was really interesting.
In the music video. And if you look closely, he's actually wearing the star-shaped goggles, and it was they said that they modeled it after Hyunjin's heart ones in Maniac, so they like put an ode
sense.
To that.
Right.
I was like, I wonder if they're gonna make a plushie of that octopus.
I mean, I wouldn't.
People would buy it.
Maybe they won't.
Maybe
but
not
then
me.
I wouldn't put them against making that.
Yeah. And then you put here, it's not a Stray Kids music video if Bang Chan doesn't have a crop top.
That's my only note for Stray Kids. for today. Everything else is Haley.
Yeah.
But that's my note. It's true.
Yeah.
Where have we not seen one where Bang Chan is not wearing a crop top?
He is.
Same with concerts.
Yeah.
He has always an outfit with a crop top.
He does.
That's
or
just his signature.
Or showing his arms. Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. That's my 2 cents for today.
They also have, I like watching their reaction videos to their own music video because they haven't seen it before. They've only
yeah,
like...
Yeah, because they see these, like, all the edits and
yeah,
everything
like
together.
Yeah, like, the special effects. They were, like, just as blown away as we were when we were watching it. And then there's been a lot of interviews, random show segments, music shows that have been released. It's very overwhelming and hard to keep up with everything. So those people who are multi-stans who, like, actually stan hard, like, more than one group, I don't know how you do it because...
Well,
a lot of shit. Like, usually for, like, BTS and, like, Seventeen and stuff like that, I'll watch, like, whatever I see. I don't go out of my way to watch it.
But
like,
Stray
Kids, I will, like, go look it up.
And I'm trying to think, do I do that for anyone? The only one I know I currently have been keeping up and watching. I used to watch a lot of Twice, like, Time to Twice.
Yeah.
But I started watching a ton of LeSserafim.
Yeah.
So that's
like,
the
that's
only
probably
thing.
The one.
I've seen a few new jeans,
the
too.
Rest of the other stuff is just, like, on reels, like, small
yeah,
segments of them.
Yeah, it's just whatever your algorithm throws at you.
Yeah,
basically.
And I mean, it's like, that keeps me up to date, too, to be honest. So, that's fine
and
with
I enjoy
me.
It. No complaints mm-hmm. there. I know what you mean, though.
There was this one show that hasn't been subbed yet, and I'm still annoyed because it's so funny. It's the one where they're passing the buckets of water with their feet.
Why isn't that subbed yet? That
know.
Shit is so funny
like
just
to
watch already.
It's the one thing that I wanted them to sub, and it's not. You've probably seen it going around on your reels.
All
and
I see when you say this, the only image in my head is it's Changbin clapping his feet.
Yes.
He's very talented, this
he
guy.
Is. And then him screaming because there was a bug on his foot. And screaming at...
Well, he's always screaming.
He was screaming at Bang Chan too, because they're supposed to pass these buckets of water with their feet only and fill up this other, like, tub. But then Bang Chan refused to take off his socks.
Come on,
in the beginning.
Bang Chan, like, dude.
Everyone else Chan, had their socks like off.
It's going to slip.
Yeah. And then Bang Chan was like, no, it's not the socks. And then, like, as soon as he said that, the water, like, fell from his, like, feet. And then Changmin was like,
you could just hear
Bang
Chan!
So, like, they took his socks off after that.
As soon as that happened, I was like, oh, this dude's about to yell. And then right there, on cue.
Right. And then they've also been doing a lot of, like, their music shows. But they've been doing mini fan meets, free mini fan meets before the music shows
just
or
like,
after.
I mean, that's what Twice does too. I feel like JYP does
that
a lot.
They always do it, but then I'm like sad.
It's not fair.
Because I see all the videos and it's like, it's a free event. Like, if we lived in Korea, we would freaking be there. And then you're able to give them like pastries and like they take
gifts
from you.
Yeah, the
gifts.
It's cool. Like, even people, they pitch in like these big groups. Like,
yeah.
They would pitch in and get them, like, those little food trucks or, like,
exactly,
coffee trucks.
Exactly, yeah. And it's from Stray Kids, so you're getting food that Stray Kids put together for the fans
and vice
as well.
Versa.
And
the,
vice versa,
the fans
yeah.
Buy,
exactly.
I was saying the fans
oh,
buy
it. Oh, yeah, yeah,
it.
It is vice versa, though. Because yeah. Stray Kids did have, like, a little coffee truck, and then it's...
Fans will, like, pitch in to get a coffee truck for them.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that a lot for Twice. Like, a lot of people do that.
But I... And then it's cool because, like, these fan meets... Obviously, you can bring, like, those huge freaking DSLR cameras.
Yeah, oh, God.
Oh, my God. I
so,
saw
like,
in the audience
insane.
So much of those, like, super zoom cameras and stuff. Like, so we've been getting really,
it's
really
those fan
high quality fan site. Yeah, for Stray Kids.
Material.
There was actually a person there that used to work for Inkigayo as a photographer, but she quit her job just to be strictly a fan site for Hyunjin. So her pictures are fucking amazing.
I wonder how that works.
I don't know.
In Korea, yeah, because that means like if it's a strictly like fan site for a member,
yeah.
They have to be like if they quit Ikigayo, right?
Yeah, she quit her
that
job.
That means like she's doing something she probably loves. She probably loves
Hyunjin.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's not like she's doing this all for free.
No, I don't know how it works.
Yeah,
I wish I freaking knew.
There's some
knew.
Type of system and something going on there. It's pretty interesting and cool, though.
I want to be a fan site for a freaking
like a moderator
Stray
or something, right?
Yeah. I don't know how they do it. Changmin only. And then, so some sad news. Ian is sick. It's not COVID, though, thank God. But he is not attending the pre-recording of the upcoming M Countdown. And he was also absent from a radio show that he was supposed to do with just Changmin, Hyunjin, and Seungmin. So that already aired.
Yeah, that aired, right?
Yeah, it aired already. But it was only those three members because he's sick. So hopefully he feels better. They also had a funny interview with Seventeen magazine, not the group Seventeen. Although,
which would be freaking awesome.
Although they mentioned Seventeen, the group.
Oh, they did during the interview?
A lot. Yeah, as like one of the, because they asked them like, what music are you listening to that is not your own? And they mentioned Twice, they mentioned Blackpink, Bang Chan said
yes,
17, and then Felix said to Changbin, he's like, what about, he's like, what happened to Hype Boy? And what happened to OMG? And then Changbin was like, OMG, oh my God. Yeah, so like, he obviously listening
new
to
jeans,
that
baby.
So New Jeans was
my
part
brother
of it too. Yeah, and then 17. And then, oh, they also asked them like, what celebrity left them starstruck for the first time? Changmin said Taeyang, which was kind of surprising, but they all looked up to them back in the day.
He did sing his thing as like the
true.
Masked Singer.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
But,
how
well,
could I
make
fucking
sense?
Forget?
You that's, forgot? That's, well, that's why it made sense to me.
Oh
but
my
like,
God, you're
course,
right. No, I didn't even put that together. And I love Changmin's performance of
if
that.
If you haven't seen Changmin sing Taeyang's,
yeah,
mask performance.
No tomorrow.
You'll be so surprised because I mean, a lot of people who probably watched it live or like watched it for the first time without knowing who the Masked Singer is,
right?
You would never guess it was Changbin
because like
he's
until
so
he
good.
Started,
he's a good singer.
Until he started rapping,
then you know
his
like,
singing.
Nah, nah, nah,
yeah,
nah, nah.
His
you know
singing voice is it sounded like Taeyang. Honestly, because like
need
I put
this guy to sing more.
I had put that on my stories, and I was like, "You'll never guess who this is." And people were guessing Taeyang, And it was Changbin. So I was like, damn, he does sound like Taeyong. Like, his singing voice should be used more.
They need to, for sure. It's underutilized.
Yeah. Oh, and then I.N. said Girls' Generation.
Oh, I.N.
Yeah, he was, like, all shy about it. He's like, Girls' Generation? Because he was like, probably a baby.
Like all these Nunas.
He was a baby when they came out. He's still a baby. Oh, and then they also asked them what group they would love to work with. And Han said Post Malone. That would be a very interesting collab.
The music works.
Honestly, yeah.
Hello, we... Yeah,
we Haley and I love Post Malone's music.
We listen to him a lot.
Yeah.
And we watch him a lot on Ghost Adventures and his other shit. He's a funny guy.
On Pokemon.
On Pokemon, yeah. Like, there's a lot of stuff. Like, yeah. Which is kind of funny enough, we never seen him. I want to see
we
him once
seen
live.
Him live.
It's just the stars didn't align.
No.
Like when he performed. Plus, I think we were saving up for K-pop stuff.
Yeah.
And then there is another note. Seungmin also wants to work with
JYP.
Of course, it's JYP. So Seungmin is like a JYP like
stan. I don't know if it's jokingly or not, but
maybe it started out as a joke and it's
but
becoming
now it's
real.
More serious.
And yeah. It's the same with Dubu, like Dahyun from Twice, and Haewon from NMIX.
That's also true. So, like, maybe all of those three should collab with JYP. That would be interesting.
JYP World Part 2.
Yeah.
So that'd be interesting.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, thank you, everyone, for joining us. There was a lot of cool stuff we talked about this week. I'm sure that's going to be more stuff, especially after we do our recap of our experience at the Twice concerts.
Yes.
I'm excited to get some content out there and also for myself to finally see them again.
Mm-hmm. I'm expecting good fan cams from you because...
I hope so.
Yes.
I hope so.
You'll get them.
I hope so.
I've trained you
I
well.
I can't make any promises, but
no,
I'll do my best.
You better.
And so thank you for everyone for joining us. Wherever you're tuning in, I can't even talk, we're at the end. Give us a follow, like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. We're available on all podcasting streaming platforms. Haley, where can they check us out and what is on there?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stan Podcast. For videos. And I've been posting a lot of simp stories. If you see anything Stray Kids related,
it's not Joko.
And if Joko doesn't mention like, oh, this is not Haley, then it's me. Just letting you guys know.
Well, of course. Of course. So people have, a lot of listeners have been also like just chatting casually.
Right.
Mostly with Haley, because Haley keeps more tabs on like the messages. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you everyone for joining us as always, wherever you are in the world, and hopefully you checked out Twice or you're going to be able to see a K-pop concert, something near you soon. Everyone stay safe, take care, and as always, peace.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.